Welcome to another episode of Guy Talk Decoded. You got Jay here. B-Shiz on the line.
B-Shiz here. Present.
Trying to take our low rent podcast and then elevate it here. We got some new intro music. I've got a soundboard going, and hopefully we'll get all this working perfectly.
Yeah, I think it's getting a little bit better. Hopefully. But at the same time, we are recording, so this episode will probably be available later tonight, Sunday night. So this is not a live podcast, so we cannot take phone calls. Not that any of you low-rent motherfuckers are calling in anyway, but we can still have a good show.
All right, for sure. How was your night last night? Did you do anything? I guess it was early morning for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I passed out. I drank the whole bottle of wine that we had. I don't even remember the name of it, but it doesn't matter. The bottle of wine killed me. I woke up this morning. I could barely move. I don't even think I woke up till like noon, to be honest with you. Maybe about 1 o'clock is when I got out of bed. The bottle of wine hit me pretty hard. Wine is no joke. So that was my very sad night. What about you? It was still kind of, 10, 11 o'clock your time?
I about passed out about 4 minutes after we hung up, I think. I woke up intermittently and texted, I think, you back a few times, if I'm not mistaken. But I was exhausted last night. It was a long day yesterday.
Yeah. So it's been a long weekend. We've put in a lot of work, probably the most work of our short and stumbly podcast careers. But we put in a lot of work this weekend. A lot of effort went out, so I gotta give you a lot of credit for that. It's not always easy to do it. That many shows back-to-back for anybody, for people like us or people who have been in the game for 10, 15 years. We put in, I think, 3 shows in a row, and this is our 4th show. 4 shows in 1 week, and it's pretty strong, I'd say.
It's pretty good. I've added a soundboard here, and in a moment I'm going to start baking cookies. So I think this sound here, and hopefully you guys can hear it out there in podcast land, but I'm going to make some cookies, so it'll be quite delicious. Were you able to hear that?
Yeah, it's a little bit low, but it's existent. Probably just crank the volume up on that soundboard. I'm sure you got a lot of good sound bites. I'm sure whenever I fuck up, you're going to have a sound for me ready to go. Well, on today's podcast, it's the final one of the weekend. I had a top 5 in mind. Top 5 current favorite TV shows. So we'll probably get into that here in a minute. Also, I don't know if you've, this is old news, but we'll also talk a little bit about Liam Neeson. Everybody knows Liam Neeson from the Taken movies, but he had made some comments a few weeks back that didn't sit too well with your boy, because it was about guns and gun control, and it pissed me off. And I am the biggest Liam Neeson fan, so we'll get into that as well. I don't know what else you have planned. I think I got one more Reddit also, maybe. I found another Reddit that I had. I think I had them saved somewhere. I think I might have one, actually have one more when I thought I read them all yesterday. So maybe we'll get into that.
Sounds good to me. As you do that, I'm going to walk over and crack open a beer. Traditional one when we get together and do these podcasts a little bit in the evening. I try to partake in a drink or two. Typically, we do this podcast 7 hours earlier at about 7 a.m. my time, it feels like at times.
It's not 7 a.m. your time. It's like 10. It's like 11. By 11 o'clock, by law, by 11 o'clock, you can have a beer. It's no longer the hair of the dog come 11 o'clock. You can drink a fucking beer. I've done it all the time. I start my day drinking at like 11:30 a.m. I used to, or sometimes I still do. But yeah, I can understand 7 or 8 in the morning. Unless you're going to put like a Budweiser in your Cheerios, which, I think would be damn tasty. And I might have to put that on my list of things to do.
So I'm going to crack open, we like to talk about these being the show. I'm drinking Full Sail's Amber, original Amber Ale, ridiculously tasty.
Ooh, that's strong.
Specialist in the liquid refreshment arts since 1987.
Okay.
Well, this is a craft brewery.
Well, I guess you're going to win. I'm drinking one of my wife's Bud Light Cranberitas. but it's very tasty.
Oh my Jesus.
But I'm drinking it out of the can.
I want you to know that consistently these podcasts are being recorded. And that every time I talk to you, a little bit of your manhood is taken away when I hear that you're drinking cranberry-ritas or lime-ritas or apple-ritas or I don't know. Your man card might have been revoked as I hear that you're drinking lime-a-rita.
Well, I'll tell you what. For the Super Bowl last week, I wasn't at a bar with like you were douchebagging it up. With a Seattle Seahawks logo on the back of your head, but I wasn't home, and my wife said, "Oh, I want some." My wife said, "Oh, I want some of my girlfriends to come over, and we're gonna have a Super Bowl party." And I looked at my wife. I said, "We're Dallas fans. I don't care. I don't care about the Super Bowl. I just want to go lay down in bed and forget all about football." But she wanted the party, so she got it. You know, I mean, she get what she wants anyway. She can have the party. So she had the party. We had food, plenty of food. I mean, I wish you were around. I would invite you over. We had wings and trays of meat trays, veggie trays, all types of stuff. And she went out and bought me the biggest case of beer I've ever seen in my life. It may have been like a 40 pack. I don't even know if that's possible.
Clearly not big enough as you're drinking Lime-a-ritas today, but
continue. Well, it's been a week, my friend. But yeah, so we had the little Super Bowl party, and she got a box of Lime-a-ritas. Now, my wife is not a big drinker. I mean, she can drink, but technically, you don't want a woman that can drink more than you anyway, because that's just weird. But she had a few, and then some of her girlfriends had a few, but really, in all honesty, there's like a half a box of Cran-a-ritas in there. And I've crushed all my Bud Lights. I have two more Bud Lights left. I'm kind of milking them as I'm drinking the Cran-a-rita. But it always ends the same. I end up drinking the Cran-a-ritas. So joke on me if you want. But I like them. I think they're tasty. I think you need to try it. It's something new.
I've had a few Lime-a-rita, Cran-a-ritas in my day and time. And I've partaken in that only in the presence of other women and only to make them feel assimilated to the process. Otherwise, I drink a nice... craft beer, like Full Sail Amber, like I'm drinking right now. This is my second sip. I'll give you a quick taste test on what I think the flavors are. Ooh. Classic amber taste in the beginning. Almost some grapefruit taste coming through. It's pretty good. If you want to take a sip, I imagine it tastes like cranberries and margarita, but you can take a sip.
I just took one, yeah. That's basically it. I mean, it's 8%. You know, it's kind of like... You know how us men are. I mean, we could be drinking the most girly drink in the world, and I just proved the point by doing what I just did. But we'll be like, hey, bro, it's 8% or it's 13%, man. You know, you try to get the selling point across for how much alcohol is in it, even though it's considered a feminine drink. I've done it in my day 1,000 times, and I still do it because I just mentioned the percentage when the percentage has really less to do with the taste of the drink, because it's an alcoholic beverage, but. But anyway, but so yeah, I'm drinking a Cran-a-rita, and then I'm gonna drink a couple Bud Lights here. Gonna go easy. Gotta go back to work tomorrow, as you do. But it's been a long weekend, my friend. But it's been an interesting week as well. A lot of shows that were on hiatus due to the holiday season have returned this week or are returning this month. With that being said, it made me think, and old gear started turning in my head. Top five. Current favorite shows, and my list can go so long, but I'm just going to give you my top five favorites off the dome, no particular order. I'm going to start with this show because, and I know you're not interested in this show, but I'm going to start with this show because it's Sunday night. Sunday night, you get the return of The Walking Dead. They did their mid-season 5 finale, I believe it was in November, right before or after Thanksgiving, something like that. It's still like the number one show on TV, and it just the suspense keeps building and building and building. And I was actually online. Real quick, I was online, and the thing about this show is that it's based off a comic book. People love it. I know you're not really into it, so I'm kind of going through it for you. But it's something I think you should think about getting into. This part of the season, we're at the mid-season 5, so we got half the season left. I think it normally ends in May for it. But here's the interesting twist on The Walking Dead real quick. This season, at this point, starting tonight, they're making their way around. Like right now, they're in Georgia. The whole show has been based in Georgia, like zombies and the zombie apocalypse and it being in Georgia. But here's the funny thing that I was reading today I thought was cool. is they're making their way to Richmond, Virginia in the story of where they're at. So I don't know if that means they're actually going to come to Richmond and do filming, but I would just, I mean, I would just, you know, I'm at 6 o'clock on that one all day. If they were, I would love to go down. I would love to take my ass down to Richmond, Virginia and be a walker. Seeing how it's not that far of a drive for me, but I mean, even if they don't come to Richmond, I think it would be cool to see out throughout the show, see different, they'll have to rebuild some stuff, but it'd be cool to see different parts of, you know, Richmond, Virginia, as I'm very familiar with Richmond, and, you know, maybe they'll have walkers overrunning King's Dominion or something, you know, I mean, you know, you never know. I think it'd be real cool, but yeah, that's
King's Dominion would be a good subplot as nobody else goes there anyway, so they could probably get in for pretty cheap.
Hey, that used to be your old stomping ground, my friend.
I did enjoy the King's Dominion every now and again.
Yeah, so...
Although the last time I went there, I did get a reckless driving ticket, so I don't know how much of it I did enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, they rape you. It's like, I think it's like by mid-season, it's like $50 to get in or something. But anyway, so that's my my first one. Walking Dead comes back tonight. I can't wait. Second one I'll throw out there is Scandal. I know you love Scandal, and I'm probably end up in your top five. But real quick, everybody knows about Scandal. Everybody loves Scandal to death. But I mean, to me, I mean Kerry Washington. Whew, you know, I can't say a whole lot, but I mean it's
DSL.
Yeah, and so. but I mean, it's a show that my wife loves, and it's a show that I love, and it's a show that me and my wife can watch together, and I don't get in trouble, and I like it, and I mean, it's a great show. The plot's great, the cast is great. I mean, overall,
I did not know you were a Scandal guy, and I'd love to kind of talk about the last couple episodes if you're up to date, and I'd love to have a conversation on that. But
yeah.
Continue, I'm sorry.
I mean, I think the first episode, real quick, the first episode of Scandal, my brother texted my wife and said, oh, Scandal, and my brother's a big TV fanatic, and he loves his shows and his movies, so I mean, he's up to date on all that shit, even if I'm not. But he texted and called and said, oh, you gotta check this show out, and my wife was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna check it out. I'm thinking, oh, whatever. You know, I was in the middle. I'm like, fuck it, I guess. And then, I mean, from the very first episode, I was all in. You know, I mean, I put Facebook posts here and there about it. But, yeah, I love Scandal. So that's my second. I've had to do two. Third one, believe it or not, it's, I love my NCIS. So if I had to pick one, I say NCIS LA. Never have a bad episode. Every episode I watch, I love it. I mean, and I'm a big LL fan. I mean, I grew up on LL, and he's like one of my favorite, if not my favorite, hip hop artist. Even though he's considered more back in the day now. And I met him once, actually. I met him in DC, which was cool. He's a real cool guy to meet in person, and he's a really good actor. Chris O'Donnell, who doesn't like Robin, you know? I think their chemistry's been great, but the show overall has evolved, and it's become something transcending. It's to the point where they put them on Monday nights, and they compete with like Monday Night Raw, Monday Night Football, and all these other top shows, because they, I guess, the CBS network has faith in their ability to, you know, keep the ratings up. So I mean, I love all the NCISs, but if I had to pick one, I have to say LA. Very good show. This one you might find kind of weird, but MTV. I don't watch a lot of MTV these days because, I mean, who does? I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm older or because it's just... Yeah, excuse. excuse you, asshole. The show on MTV, what the fuck is that show called? With the what's his name? Neve Schulman? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, Catfish. Yeah, Catfish.
Catfish.
I love Catfish. I don't know why.
I heard that's actually how your wife met you. You Catfish.
Oh, shoot.
Different story for another time.
Yeah, she was She met me. She was heartbroken, and then she said, "Fuck it," right?
Yeah, fuck it.
I mean, it's a good show, and it's very like just it gets you all in. Like I it's. You know, I mean, it's nothing like lying to somebody. I mean, that's probably you, Jay. How many accounts you got on Facebook? Or how many, I mean, do you fall? I mean, that's a story for another time, but I'm curious if you ever fall for a fake profile. They're so obvious, though, and people don't understand that.
I don't fall for fake profiles, and neither do I have them, but I have been known to catdick somebody. Have you ever heard of catdicking somebody?
I haven't.
You send them a picture of not your penis.
You send them a picture of your penis?
when it's not yours. You just try to send a larger picture that actually is a... You know how they say in that one mirror, it says objects may seem larger than they appear?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is when I take a picture of it sometimes.
So, okay, so you take a picture of your penis with a microfine glass and you send it out to somebody. That's what
exactly,
I... Yeah, okay. So anyway, but yeah, I love Catfish. I think that's a great show. And there's so many great shows on TV, and this is not my number one seed, but... you think Monday through Friday, and then you think Saturday, you think of all these different shows that, come on. And when I say shows, I mean shows that are constantly coming on. This show hasn't even premiered yet, and I'm going to say, Better Call Sal. And people are going to like, what the fuck are you talking about? The show just, it premieres tonight, right after Walking Dead on AMC. It is a spinoff to Breaking Bad, so anybody who's watched Breaking Bad will know Breaking Bad was the shit. If you go on the internet, people are already saying fucking that it's already better than Breaking Bad in three episodes in when they were filming it. And I haven't even seen an episode of it yet, and I've already put it on there because I already know, as addicted as I was to Breaking Bad, if you're going to introduce some of those same characters and go kind of the same dimension with it, it's already going to be on my list. So I already put that on there. It's going to be fresh, brand new. Fresh eyes, fresh ideas, and I can't wait. So that's my top five. I think it's pretty fucking strong.
All right. I'm gonna go 5-1. I like a little suspense. And a little suspense before I can get to it. So I say number five, and... sorry, my mic was up. You didn't tell me I was sounding far away.
I figured you were far away.
No, I just put my mic up because I was burping. I didn't want to burp in your ear.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's parched there. Number five, I'm gonna go MTV as well, but I'm gonna go right where you didn't go, and I'm gonna kind of cheat here and put two shows in one here, but I kind of found it. I feel like they're the same show. That's Real World and Real World: The Challenge.
Is this still going on? I was the biggest fan of the Real World, but it's still going on. So you're telling me there's still these old
30.
Yeah, but is this 30. The same old ass motherfuckers from 15 years ago trying to compete and keep
in
up?
The challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I watched both the Real World, the new seasons on season 30, and they're about season 27 of the challenge.
Jesus Christ.
There's some of you got Johnny Bananas on there. You've got you got CT on there if you're familiar.
I know about CT. CT's old as fuck.
Yeah, he's still competing, brother.
Yeah, but I think I heard that his girlfriend, his bra died or something. I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Yeah, she passed away this past summer from complications from cancer.
I'm sorry about that. But
so that's my five seed. I watch that show anywhere I can. I love the juice. I love the drama, like the Real World, and just everything about what's going on in that show. I'm just all in on it. Number four, and this is going to be, you might not even watch this show, but this is probably something definitely your wife watches. And I'm going to say The Good Wife. I just got into it about 4 months ago. I've watched 6 seasons in 3 months. I'm fully caught up, and I'm all in on The Good Wife.
I think I may have stumbled on that show once or twice. I think my wife has cast somewhat interest, but it's just not on my DVR or things to watch. But I'm not denying that show. I think it probably is. It's got a fan base that's as big as The Walking Dead or any of these other shows.
And then number three, and if you'd asked me this question last year, this probably would have been my number one. But number three today, it's going to be Scandal.
Yeah, I mean, Scandal's going to be in the top three, and I'm in agreement with that. I love Scandal. I mean, I put it at number one, but there's so many other things on TV. It's kind of hard to decide what's number one.
Yep, so I'm going to say Scandal at number three.
So you don't know how to top Scandal. That's what it sounds like. All right. I think we just lost Jay. So, everybody, we're on. Gotta talk to Coded on standby.